What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore. Last week's show, we talked about hurricane seasons and also what the devastation has been since the storms have come through, Tropical Storm Fred, and which affect our area here, particularly in Haywood County. And we also talked about Hurricane Ida and compared that to what Katrina was. It's kind of funny, Kathy, they sit on the same day in history.
That's weird. That's kind of strange, isn't it?
So, but fortunately, Ida was just not what Katrina was, where there were 1,800 people that were lost their lives. And right. You remember the images of people on the rooftops waiting for a helicopter to come rescue them because they had no way to get away.
Right.
And the Superdome, remember that?
Yes.
People were stranded there. That was terrible. So that was last week's show. Today we're going to talk about insuring a home-based business. Mm-hmm. How prevalent is this becoming, Kathy?
It's very prevalent, actually. People are doing a lot of e-based things in their basement, or they're working from home and they're doing things online and all that. But that's something that needs to be disclosed to your agent so that we make sure we have proper coverage for you.
This has become a technology-driven, I guess, thing.
Yes.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. Now, we do go back in time, and people have had, you know, something going at their home, you know, business-wise for a long time. I got a study here that says before the pandemic, 52% of employed Americans reported always working from home. Mm-hmm. And that's half. That's amazing. Another 18% reported sometimes working at home, for a total of 70%. That represents more than 100 million people in the United States alone. How often do we see somebody that's moving into our area that's working remotely now?
A lot.
Yeah. It's really changed. Mm-hmm. So I've said this before, but I really believe that's, from a technology standpoint, that is something we have to offer here in our area.
Yes.
Because you can work here in our area and still keep your job that you could be working at.
If you have good internet, though. That's the thing here.
Well, locally. That's what I'm getting at. I think we need to build on our internet structure here.
Yes, I think that infrastructure of that needs to be definitely worked on.
Several ways to get very good, reliable internet here. Mm-hmm. There's Windstream has the Kinetic.
Yeah.
Then Blue Ridge Mountain EMC has got the fiber. All of our offices that we have are all linked in on the fiber link or loop, whatever it is. So we're able to work at any computer. It doesn't matter if we're sitting in Murphy or if we're in Hayesville, Hiawassee, we can bring up our computer.
Right. Like we floated to different offices, which we have done that a lot in the past, but because of COVID and everything.
And also phone calls.
Yeah, we don't float anymore.
Have a way to have, you know, incoming phone calls can be, I guess, what would you call it? There's could be spread out between employees that might be working remotely.
Right.
After the pandemic hit, my cousin in Atlanta has an insurance agency, and he's got a very nice office lease there in downtown Decatur.
He pays a lot of money for it.
Yeah, he's paying the rent, but he's actually not had anybody physically in the office in 18 months.
Right.
So you're seeing a shift in how things are being done business-wise, not only in our industry, but other businesses as well.
Right.
This COVID has been a big effect on us, and we this past week we've had to close down in Blairsville to the public because of COVID issues and people being either, you know, exposed. So we're trying to protect our customers. We have put out, when this first happened, I went and found these big metal portable mail drop boxes that I'll put out in front of the offices where somebody could come in and drop.
They might not want to come in at this point too. So we have the drop boxes there that make it easier for them as well.
I was glad I got it because when I first got it, I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be demand for this. I'll be able to get them.
Right.
And I ordered five of them and they got delivered and we've been using them ever since.
Right.
So we're trying to take steps that protect people.
Right.
So this is going back to, you know, working from home. We are seeing this, you know, I read the statistics about how prevalent this is now. So you've got to be thinking about talking about to your agent what you're doing at home.
Yes.
we've had lots of examples about this. So I've got an insurance policy here. This is one insurance company that has their homeowner's policy. It's under HO3 form. In every insurance policy, I know this may be getting boring. I can keep it interesting, Kathy.
Yes, keep going.
Tell a joke, though, okay? Yeah. Okay, I don't like any good insurance. I got one insurance joke, and I've already told it, and Kathy didn't think it was that great of a joke.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I don't know.
Go for it.
Yeah, sometimes people can tell jokes better than others. So, but if you look at an insurance policy, in your boring, you know, I guess, document that you get, it's a contract, you're going to see certain words that are defined. There's a definition page in the insurance policy which spells out when a word that you see either is in bold or in parentheses in the insurance policy means there's a definition that tells you what that word means. Mm-hmm. So one of the very first words of a definition in an insurance policy, of course, it's alphabetical, aircraft, bodily injury, then this one here, business. So what a business means is a full-time, part-time trade professional occupation, all right, a home daycare service provided by insured, rental or holding out for rental to others of any premises by insured. Now, we deal with that quite a bit.
Yes.
Okay, here's what a business does not include. And this is important when it comes to coverage. Business does not include home daycare services. And they've got four things here what says does not include in the business. An insured providing an infrequent or irregular basis. They don't consider babysitting a business. If it's provided by a relative who is under age 21. So if you got a teenage daughter that's babysitting, that's not considered a business. Provided by a relative by any insured provided on a mutual exchange basis. So that's going to give you coverage or not be included in that definition of business if you're doing babysitter. Another thing that's not included business, occasional rental or holding out for an occasional rental to others of the residential premises. So if you rent your place on occasion, that's not considered a business. Here's one of the big ones. Rental or holding out for rental to others as part of the resident premises. It's a private garage, office, school, or studio. Mm-hmm. That's not considered a business. But what you need to do, if you do have any sort of business or you're making some kind of money, it may be a hobby, you got to think about being sure to contact your agent to let them know what you are doing. So looking at the policy, here's a little bit scary for us as an agent. You've got your house insured, and then you've got something called coverage B other structures. And it says, and this is on the outbuilding, property not covered. We do not cover any structure used for business purposes. Mm-hmm. Think about that a minute. So let's say that we're a contractor and we've got maybe a shop and you've got your equipment in there and you've got maybe you have a little office in there. You need to let your agent know about that because that could, you don't want to be in a situation with a gray area. Like, yeah, is this or isn't this a business? I've got one contractor that's got a great business. We're actually insuring his, even though it's on his personal residence, we have got that separate building insured under his commercial policy because it's considered a commercial building. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people build these middle buildings where, you know, you've got a shop or you've got, you know, maybe you have your business contents in there. You need to make sure that your agent knows and your insurance company knows how that's being used, and it needs to be determined by the company how they want to insure it. Can you think of any examples, Kathy, that we've had lately with that? I mean, I know we've been out with people's residences. We've seen somebody having a business exposure out there.
I'm not sure. There's usually people have like a shop or a little like shed or they'll have something like that, but they just have to make sure we have enough. The problem with the other structure is a percentage of what your homeowner's is, so it might not be enough insurance.
Well, that's
well.
A good point.
So
you get 10% of what your house
10%.
Is.
So if your house is 20,000, you could have
$200,000.
$200,000, it'd be $20,000 on the other structures, and that might not be enough for you for your fencing or retaining wall or outdoor, you know, anything like that. It's other structures.
That or a dock, even.
A dock, yeah.
So I can tell you, you know, our job is to worry. You know, as an agent, we're supposed to be able to determine what risk a customer has and how do we address those risks through insurance.
Right.
One thing that I worry about as an agent is how do we make sure that we have enough coverage on these other buildings.
Right.
So there's we have a great issue. You want to make sure you have enough coverage.
Right.
But then if you have all the coverage in the world, if you're not using it for residential purposes and it's a business, then you could have no coverage.
Yes.
Even though you had insured for more. So you've got to be very careful about how the property is being used. I'm thinking about people that have certain, business property in the house too has to be covered as well. So we're going to come back after the break and talk some more about this. How do we insure a home-based business, and how does that work when it comes to your homeowner's policy? I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. One is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to 90 Kennedy Bank on Highway 64. We have Hiawassee office, which is on Main Street, which is in Hiawassee next to the hospital, and a red brick building called Town Trace. And lastly, Blairsville location, which is across from Home Depot and across the street from the post office in Blairsville. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can like us on Facebook. We have two other locations, Mountain Insurance, which is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64. It's a division of More Insurance. And lastly, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located in Blue Ridge between United Community Bank and Burger King. Please like us on Facebook. Check us out online. If you'd like to request a quote, we can do that from our website. Also, all the Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website, so you can view them. You can hear them and check them all out.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. So we just kind of became aware that this is a pre-recorded show, but this is going to air on September 11th and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to think about that, people hearing the show today, that we want to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well because Kathy worked next door to me over at the eye doctor's office in Hayesville, and she was a girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
And so September 11th, everybody remembers exactly where they were, what they were doing that day.
Yes.
And Kathy came over to... Did you come over? I came over to your place because mm-hmm. you had a TV.
Yeah.
And so we were watching that on TV when that happened.
It was unfolding. Yeah, it was really scary. It's very, disturbing watching all that.
It's hard to believe that that's been 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But right just after that happened, Kathy came to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we were getting married, and we weren't engaged, I don't think, yet, where we were almost engaged.
After that's when we got engaged, yeah.
Kathy, I guess, figured the end of the world's coming, she might as well go ahead and marry me.
I guess maybe so, right? Yeah.
since it's the end of the world, I'll go ahead and marry you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's 20 years later. So that was your getting into the insurance business. That's mm-hmm. where you
yes.
started with me because I needed help. And
yes.
It made a lot of sense for Kathy to come work.
And, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So today we are talking about home-based businesses. Again, it says... something that's really changed within society. People are working from home now. We talked about how you got to be careful. I think if you had any sort of, takeaway from our show is let your agent know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have any type of home business, you need to let your agent know.
Yes.
I've got a friend that's in Atlanta. We write his business, and he's got a home-based business.
Yes.
His wife is a nutritionist. So it doesn't sound like that'd be that worrisome, but she does have clients come to the house.
Yeah, that makes it a whole nother.
What happens if somebody falls down the stairs or
right.
somebody gets hurt? Your homeowner policy is not going to cover you operating a business out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have people come into your place of business, you got to be very, very careful about that to make sure that you have an endorsement on your homeowner's policy that provides incidental business pursuits liability. You can get that. However, I prefer having a separate, what's called maybe a business owner's policy, which
mm-hmm.
BOP stands for business owner's policy. That's a good thing to have.
Yes.
Especially if you have one that that covers you for a lot of the e-commerce that you may be doing now today.
Right.
Well, what if you're sitting at home and you're taking a credit card for somebody and their credit card gets compromised and you're held accountable for that?
Right.
Or somebody's identity is stolen because you have people's personal records. Your incidental homeowner's liability policy is not going to cover that. No, so
you have to have a business policy.
A business policy. Kathy has had businesses that you've insured at home that most of them are obviously somewhere you can sit behind a computer.
Yes.
But then we did have an example of somebody that was doing a nutritionist where you have a client that comes by.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have a outbuilding or a
detached structure.
Detached structure mm-hmm. next door that you maybe you cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a salon next door.
Right.
You need to have a separate policy on that.
Right.
Because, and also to go a little bit further, just we have premises liability, which is a slip and fall, somebody getting injured on your property. You also need to have maybe professional liability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my friend in Atlanta, his wife is a nutritionist, I've offered her coverage for professional liability. And what that is, that's rendering a professional service, not just, you know, if you give somebody bad advice or if you're a, let's say that you're a beautician and you apply some sort of something to your hair and it has a reaction to your scalp or something of that nature.
Your hair falls out.
Yeah, your hair falls out or turns your hair green or something, I don't know. But basically that would be a rendering professional service, and you've got to be sure to think about that as well if you have a, you know, claim arising out of your, I guess, is your rendering service as a professional would be
yes.
also something. Or maybe you're a CPA and do books from home. Maybe you do some sort of consulting. You know, you're an architect, you know. You can have those policies need to be enforced as well because your homeowner's policy is just not going to react to this.
And not even a renter's policy either.
Yeah. One of our business, you know, when you talk about a home-based business, so you got to think about renting property. Like if you've got mm-hmm. a, you know, people won't remember this unless you're our age, but back in the day there was Fonzie. You ever watch Fonzie?
Oh, yeah.
Who's Fonzie, Kathy?
He's on Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a show called Happy Days, and Fonzie lived next door to the Cunninghams, right?
Yeah, in the garage apartment.
Yeah, he probably didn't have a lick of insurance, did he?
Probably not.
But you need to have a policy that's going to respond to that if Fonzie's living in your
yes.
outbuilding.
Yes.
Business personal property, this policy I'm looking at here gives you $2,500. Mm-hmm. So if your house burns and you've got, you know, inventory of some sort, like your eBay store, or if you have something that you're selling online,
mm-hmm.
you could expect to have $2,500.
Right.
So not only do you have to worry about liability, but you also think about what you have that's business owned.
Right.
Kate and I would recommend, some people just don't want to do this, but if you're going to be a business, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and become a corporation or LLC.
Yeah.
Just
keep your business
liability.
Business and your personal. That's
yeah.
what, don't try but, to commingle those if you can't.
Yeah, so you've yeah. got to be very careful about, you know, I guess another thing, agriculture. You know, if you
yeah.
if you have farming going on, we already had a show on farming, but that could be a business.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to let your agent know about how you're using the property, what's being done, and you want to make sure your insurance policy is written properly to, I guess, address this if there is a claim.
Well, the problem is if you have a claim and you didn't disclose all this, that could become an issue of them paying the claim. So make sure you let them know, have it documented what you're doing, so we can, of course, let the company and carrier know, and that way we know that you're covered as well, so we can feel better about that as well.
Well, my friend that's got the nutritionist wife is we don't have a separate policy. We have an endorsement on her policy that's incidental
right.
liability.
Depending on your carrier, what they can do or not cannot do. So depending yeah. on that, also can make a difference in how it's been insured.
Yeah. So I don't think this customer would care if I told the story, but we had a real scare this past year where we had an eBay store.
Mm-hmm.
He had told the agency that he had an eBay store. As a matter of fact, he was with an insurance company, and when he opened the eBay store, the company immediately dropped him. So
yeah.
I don't know why that's such a big deal,
but
they did not want it. And so we went to another company. They said they wouldn't do it. And so we had to go out to a broker. Kathy and I are brokers. We can go out into the marketplace, and we got things from, you know, Lloyd's of London, wherever. One good thing about being an independent agent is we can go out there and find coverage where
right.
maybe some agents are limited because they don't have the same ability that we can go out to broker
right.
in the marketplace. So what happened was he had a really large claim, and we had to basically establish our point that the company had been notified that it was eBay store, and the claim got paid. However, that would have been bad if it had been considered misrepresentation.
Right.
So to let your agent know, be careful about home-based businesses, and that we can insure them. I mean, we don't want to have something that's not covered that could have been insured that wasn't insured.
Right.
So, okay. Well, wish everybody our thoughts and prayers about September 11th. Good time to reflect back and remember, you know, pray for our country. Our country needs it. So, yes. But anyway.
And our government officials.
And our government officials and everybody, yeah. So, anyway, so this is Mark and Kathy Moore. Peace of mind. And we will be back next week for another show. Thank you.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.